ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Kids are not getting up, getting ready for school in Chicago. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, because their teachers voted late last night not to go to school, fearing COVID surge.
The teachers union has a long list of safety demands, including increased testing, better masks, and clear metrics for when schools will transition to remote learning if there are any outbreaks. CTU's president said city leaders aren't doing enough to keep teachers safe.
Fox's Garrett Tenney, it's not clear what happens next. While teachers want remote learning, district leaders call this a work stoppage. Mayor Lori Lightfoot wants classrooms open.
What we're seeing in our engagement with parents is the overwhelming majority want their children in person.
Remote learning is back in many other communities like Atlanta and Detroit. There were another 869,000 new COVID cases reported in the U.S. yesterday, nearly 2 million in 2 days.
Be concerned about Omicron, but don't be alarmed. But if you're unvaccinated, you have some reason to be alarmed.
President Biden says he's also frustrated about testing shortages, but says more are being made available, telling people to just Google test sites near them. The CDC is reiterating its reducing quarantines. Fox's Evan Brown has an update live.
Yeah, Dave, last week the CDC announced that if you had tested positive for coronavirus, you could leave quarantine after 5 days if you were symptom-free. But that change in protocol prompted certain questions about follow-up testing. And now CDC says you would need to be fever-free for 24 hours without taking something to reduce that fever. And you should also take an at-home antigen test, the same test kit you can't find on store shelves now. But the administration says they're buying a half a billion of to hand out to everyone, Dave.
Evan, for a third day in a row, an Iraqi military base housing American troops was targeted. A rocket hit but did no damage. No one was hurt. The two prior days, drones with explosives were shot down. North Korea has done it again, launching what Japan believes was a ballistic missile into the sea. Yet another testament, a nuclear standoff with the U.S. America's listening to Fox News.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. During our lowest prices of the season, save up to $1,000 on Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds, plus special financing, only for a limited time. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Has this ever happened to you? My friend was telling me about his new pair of headphones, so I looked him up online. Now, everywhere I go is a creepy ad for those headphones I looked at one time. I hate that feeling like I'm being watched. I got DuckDuckGo and saw a difference right away. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers, all for free. It's that simple. Take back your privacy online with DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Former President Trump has canceled a plan to speak out tomorrow from Florida, 1 year after the Capitol attack when his supporters stormed in, temporarily stopping Joe Biden's election victory certification. A Trump statement cites media bias and Democrat dishonesty. President Biden will speak at the Capitol tomorrow.
White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki said the president has been clear about the former president's role in January 6th. And when asked what the president could do or say to those who believe the election was stolen or rigged, she said this.
I think what he's going to continue to do is speak to everyone in the country, those who didn't vote for him, those who may not believe he is the legitimate president, about what he wants to do to make their lives better. And he sees that as his responsibility as the president of the United States.
Psaki said the president will speak to the truth about what happened that day, not, quote, the lies that some have spread since and the peril that it has posed to the rule of law. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Virginia's governor calls it a perfect storm. What happened Monday during a winter storm stranding drivers on I-95 in Virginia. Ralph Northam says rain prevented them from pre-treating roads.
Then we had slushy snow that fell a lot faster than our snow plows could move it. And then as the night fell, the temperatures dropped below freezing.
But he's being criticized for a slow response. The road wasn't cleared till last night.
Many spent the night in their cars with their pets and children, running out of gas and heat. Virginia's Department of Transportation closed about 50 miles of I-95 in both directions near Fredericksburg, Virginia, about an hour south of Washington. Work crews spent the day trying to dislodge jackknife trucks that blocked stretches of the interstate. State officials say they were preparing warming shelters and deployed fuel trucks to fill up cars without gas. Local first responders brought blankets and water to drivers on the frozen highway.
That's Fox's Rich Edson. On Wall Street, stock futures are down slightly the day after the Dow hit a record high again. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. More school districts in central Illinois releasing new information regarding virtual learning as the number of COVID cases increases. Decatur Public Schools temporarily suspending in-person learning at American Dreamers STEM Academy and Franklin Grove Elementary School due to the large number of staff members at each school testing positive for COVID. A member of an East Central Illinois family whose name was on a recently expanded nature preserve said it's a joy to see the family legacy go on. Grand Prairie Friends, a group that restores open spaces across several area counties, says the Edna Edwards Burnett Land and Water Reserve expanding from 20 to 80 acres after a sale from the state of Ralph Burnett. Daytime drop-in center for the homeless in Champaign again expanding hours amid continued cold conditions. CU at Home's Phoenix Center at 70 East Washington Street is open Wednesday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And Saturday from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. The hours apply to this week only. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hey, you're faced with adapting to the new normal. Don't go at it alone. A smart office assessment can help you protect staff, enable collaboration among a hybrid workforce, reduce expenses, and secure your IT infrastructure. Call Greg Wolf, Watts Copy Systems, 217-352-0428. Our meteorologist guru, our genius, the man with a weather station at age 12, it is Greg Sawyer.
And those anemometer cups, yes, spinning out there, it'll be frozen by now back in the day.
It's a wintry feel, but again, it's January 5th and off we go, and I'm seeing a 40 next week or something. What the heck?
Yeah, we'll see a 40 close to it here for a few hours on Sunday. Another cold front will come on through. There's really three cold fronts to come on through. This is kind of the strongest of the two from a wind standpoint. There'll be a little secondary push with a dusting of snow in a couple of spots here. That's anticipated for tomorrow. And behind that, the season's coldest air, but the winds will drop back. And then a third system that has not so cold air behind it. That do it over the back end of the weekend, early next week. After that, signs of a pattern shift will kind of trend towards normal, might even get into a January thaw, that is, as we move through the second and into the back end of the second and part of the third week of the month of January. Not done with the cold, not done with the snow, but a little bit of a brief respite, although we haven't had much of anything really around here, coming off a very balmy and wet month of December. Temperatures, we've already lost a bunch of degrees here since when we opened up the weather factory here a couple hours ago, now down to 25 at Willard in Savoy, 23 at Rantoul, 19 Bloomington Normal, single digits out northwest of the Illinois River, and that west-northwest wind gusting 36 miles per hour. Wind advisory here across Champaign, Vermilion counties, and points northward till 6 o'clock this evening. We'll get some hits of 40 to 45 miles per hour. Temperatures falling through the wayside into the 20s and then the teens, so it'll push the wind chills down into the single digits to near zero by supper time, and maybe a couple of snow flurries in the air. Colder tonight. West wind stays up near 10 tomorrow. Sub-zero wind chill in the morning. A struggle on temperatures, just 15 for the high. A few snow flurries, a couple of snow showers in the air. We'll drop it back to near zero tomorrow night, only up to 17, but the wind will be light and the sun will be out a little bit for the day on Friday. A little snow, rain, sleet thing late Saturday night. We'll keep an eye on maybe a couple of slick spots from Champaign northward, 37 later in the day on Saturday, up near 40 for a time Sunday, then dropping temperatures 20s by day. Monday, Tuesday, the sun's back out, but then onwards and upwards on temperatures at least back into the 30s around here the middle part of next week. For CBJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
He's a branding analyst, founding partner of Elasticity, a full-service marketing agency, handles public relations, co-author of the new book, F Your Formula, Why Following Rules is the Worst Marketing Decision You'll Ever Make. It's Brian Cross. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me this morning.
Well, might as well talk about something else when there's no baseball, huh?
Yeah, exactly. And they just canceled our winter warm-up, so there's definitely nothing to talk about.
Well, that also meant I don't have the Cardinal Caravan. Cute. It won't come to the iHotel.
Thanks for spilling the beans on that, Brian. I didn't realize that.
Friday, January 14, the Cardinal Caravan was supposed to come here, and I'm sure we were going to get all the best players like we always do. But
exactly.
In any event, that's out. So I'm telling you what. They can mess it up if they want. Talk about messing it up and your branding and everything else. You're telling me that, and they're not going to talk until it's like absolutely up against the wall. So that means probably not a lot of spring training. Could somebody please put me on the phone to both people and say, you know how empty Let's just talk pandemic and baseball. If you guys don't fix this, it's an argument we don't understand. It's millionaires talking to billionaires, and we just want to have a beer and watch the game. Okay?
Yeah, it's this really is messing up a lot of stuff. So, you know they're scrambling. You know they hate canceling and they hate doing these things because at the end of the day that's less tickets and less concessions and less merchandise and everything else. So, you know when they're canceling things, it's out of absolute necessity. At least in the viewpoint of the ones making decisions in that boardroom.
Yeah. Okay, speaking of boardrooms, you're talking about woke CEOs. Define a woke CEO.
I think that in terms of this survey, they're considering woke CEOs ones that are stepping beyond their charter, which is make profits for the shareholders, and deciding to use their platform to advance or push against certain, viewpoints or trends within the country, and making that part of business and not just maybe their personal viewpoint.
And so, how are you finding employees to feel about this?
Well, we've become this binary society where I think that half of anybody is going to cheer and applaud any decision that they make that aligns with their viewpoint. So if a company speaks up on a topic, that is, say, a controversial topic, the employees that are aligned with that topic will cheer them on, and the employees that are not aligned with that topic will be very upset that their company is speaking out on something that is against what they view.
I think it's 10%, 90%. I really do. There's 90% and probably 60% of those don't want to say anything because of what it brings on them. But 9 out of 10 of this country is common sense. And 9 out of 10 of this country believe we need police, sadly need prisons, and need a system on the border. And they, the fact that they're not speaking out is just they don't want to deal with it.
Well, if we could get those 90% to show up to a primary vote, we might be in a different different place. But unfortunately, all of those 90% majority who are conservative and don't want to speak, and I don't mean conservative left right, I just mean they're going and doing their daily business because they're busy. They've got jobs and kids and things going on. They don't get to get their voice out as much as the more activist, louder voices.
Well, and the activists get funded by the CEOs. That's one reason why they don't have to work. They got millions of dollars donated so that they buy protection or whatever.
Well, and what's interesting is if you look at the history of this, these companies, and I will tell you, I think the survey is going to be seen in a very positive light. I think that a lot of people in these companies are going to be very excited to see this because they don't want to. I can tell you from 30 years of experience, They know what they do. They know how to make their product. They know how to market it. They know how to turn a profit for the shareholder. They've kind of over the time, whether it was at the beginning where it was just corporate social responsibility, being a good steward of the community to, we have to donate to more to charities and things like that and being philanthropic. That's fine. That goes back to Vanderbilt, the Rockefellers. That all fit within the thing. But then Black Lives Matter came around. The country became very polarized, and all of a sudden, the companies are forced to make Super Bowl commercials that talk about their political alignment.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
And they didn't like that because they knew the minute that they talk about what their politics are, they're going to upset half the country, and that's not good for sales. I think that they're relieved.
Brian Cross, most important question, do you sign Trevor Story?
Oh, man. Boy, I'll tell you what. Inside baseball in St. Louis is that a lot of people are very upset that front office doesn't do enough. Yeah, see these other cities signing lots of different people, but every now and then we would get a little bit. We got Goldschmidt last year.
Arenado.
We got Arenado.
Yeah, yeah.
Boy, I'll tell you what though, if we get that shortstop in place, I could hit like Trevor Story.
Yep.
it's gonna be an exciting year.
Big deal. Love my outfield right now, and I it'd be so sad if the last year for Waino and Yadi went by the wayside, or at least part of it by the wayside because of the labor. And I mean, why not have Albert? I'll give you $10 million to be on my bench and use just to retire with these guys.
Okay.
That's selling seats. It's selling seats, right, Brian. That's right. What you do.
Oh, my gosh. I will tell you, I was very lucky. I got to be in a room with Bill DeWitt one time because I wrote a blog post that basically said, hey, at the end of the day, baseball's a product, and your audience, your customers are begging you to do certain things. Yeah. And there's only so many times you can come out on the media and say, our fans just don't understand the business of baseball. Trust us, we're doing the right thing. At a certain point, if we say, go get a big name or you know, bring Albert back just to retire here in St. Louis, sometimes you just got to do it. Yep. It'll probably sell you more tickets and more fans and more merch.
Brian Cross understands marketing. How do people connect with you?
You can find us online at goelastic.com. And our book is on Amazon. Just look up your formula and it should come up.
Brian, nice to meet you. Thanks for your time.
Appreciate you guys having me on. Thank you.
You bet. 716. Brian Cross is his name from St. Louis this morning. ESPN 93.5. All right, Illinois basketball. Solid, solid, solid.
Yes,
wire-to-wire win last night.
76-53 over Minnesota. Kofi with 29 points, 10 rebounds, 4 blocks. His 8th double-double. It looked good. And now we've got IO Night coming up tomorrow at 6. So get your tickets at the State Farm Center. Yes, there will be different protocol as we come on into the State Farm Center. But we get it. We'll be facing Maryland tomorrow. We haven't been 3-0 in the Big Ten since the 10-11 season.
Yeah. Bruce Weber. I think it's Bruce Weber, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Bruce Weber's team.
That sounds right.
Been a long time. So, yeah, when were we 4-0? When were we 5-0? And we play Maryland, then we play Nebraska at Nebraska, and we're going to be favored to win that. And then Michigan comes to town. Michigan lost again. They lost at Rutgers.
Yes. Michigan. Yeah. 75-67 was the final there. So, yeah. Well, I was so glad because we were all worried with 10 players with COVID of how the guys would play.
Yeah,
if they would snap back and if they had fully recuperated and without practicing and things like that, all factored in. So,
hey, listen, Brad played 10, 11 guys and just rotated Kofi particularly early. It worked beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
And we got some Jacob Grandison to play, got some Brad Underwood to play from postgame. Standby.
Okay, Grandison with 11 points, Plummer with 10. It seemed like there were some great contributions. Go Illini. Now, also trending in Illini Nation, Stevie, is offensive coordinator for Illini football, Tony Peterson.
Yeah.
It's been rumored to be let go.
No, he's been let go. He's got 2 years left. Only 1 year out of 3 years is what happened. And apparently, Brett is looking at UTSA's offensive coordinator. They were like fourth in the nation. University of Texas San Antonio won the USA Conference. Mm. They came in and beat us here, and they were like fourth in the nation, averaging 37 points a game.
Hmm.
So Tony Peterson apparently out at Illinois as offensive coordinator, but the move is happening as we speak from the standpoint of filling it. Nothing official, but it's all over the place this morning that we're going to have a new offensive coordinator next year for Illinois football.
In NBA action, the Knicks over the Pacers, 104-94. Pacers with a quick turnaround as they host the Brooklyn Nets tonight at 6:30. We also have St. Louis and Pittsburgh at 6:30 tonight. Colorado over the Blackhawks 4-3 in overtime.
All right, weather brought to you by our friends at Carl.
Carl is looking for folks who want new opportunities and great support at work. You can hit up their website at carl.org/careers.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Champaign-Urbana. East Central Illinois AM this Saturday. Boy, it's a wind-blown and colder affair as the day wears on for the day today. First of three fast-moving weather systems, wind-blown on the maps and charts. Each one had generated a little uptick on temperatures ahead of them. Behind them, an influx of modified Arctic air. We'll see that occur again as we move on through the end part of the week before a little uptick gets going over the course of the weekend. Later next week, and perhaps briefly beyond, signs of a January thaw across the area. No major systems on the maps and charts. Falling temperatures throughout the day with a partly sunny sky and errant snowflake. Watch that west-northwest wind gusting 40 to 45 miles per hour with falling temperatures. 10 above and a bitter wind chill for tonight. Breezy, much colder for the day tomorrow, and a little dusting of snow, especially from Champaign and Southwood tomorrow. High temperature just 15. We'll head towards zero tomorrow night. Very cold on Friday. Partly cloudy skies up to about 17. Maybe a little rain, snow, sleet mix Saturday night. Otherwise, high temperatures in the 30s Saturday, near 40 and dropping on Sunday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
You've set your financial goals. One kid plans to go Big Ten, the other Ivy. Your bucket list includes seaside sunrises and sunsets on the slopes, or perhaps a second home away from it all. Busey Bank can help develop the right investment strategy to take charge of the years ahead. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Discount airline Allegiant Air is planning to buy 50 Boeing 737 MAX jets. Reuters says Allegiant will pay $5 billion, picking up the jets at list prices. It's a major deal for Boeing and a disappointment for its competitor Airbus. Allegiant is preparing for a boom in post-pandemic tourism in the U.S. Sony shares are higher after it unveiled a prototype electric car at the CES Technology Conference in Las Vegas, a sign that Sony will be getting into the car business. Beyond Meat shares are rallying. The plant-based protein company has a major launch coming on Monday as Beyond Fried Chicken comes to KFC. The Federal Reserve's minutes from its recent meeting are released today and may offer clues to when the Fed will raise interest rates. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Why do people go to PDR Automotive in Urbana? Because they take care of people like you. Angie dropped off her car to get her brakes evaluated. After a serious problem was discovered, they quoted her $2,100 that she would need to fix the problem.
I couldn't afford it, and I told them I better settle up and hope things don't get worse. PDR found a used part, sent off for it, and kept the bill at the original price. Who does that? I can't stop talking about them and have recommended them to people already. They are my new mechanic.
PDR Automotive on Cunningham in Urbana. Carpet Weavers is flooring their customers. They work with the biggest brands to bring you the best selections and prices on hardwood, luxury tile, carpet, and more. Stop in at 616 West Market View Drive in Champaign and let one of their sales associates help you find the perfect flooring for your lifestyle. Their 100% satisfaction guarantee allows you to be confident in your purchase. Carpet Weavers has been flooring people with beautiful carpet and flooring since 1988. In fact, they're nationally ranked as one of the top 25 specialty flooring stores in the country. Find out more online at carpetweaversflooring.com.
I'm Ben Quattrone, owner-operator at Sarah Champagne. I enjoy a good game like anyone else, but not when I'm buying a car. At Sarah Champagne, located in Savoy, we've got multiple franchises, and we're transparent, no haggle, no BS, no hassle, and our price is generally lower than anywhere else you'll find. We've always got 30 cars under $10,000, and we have luxury models, too. We do business a little differently at Sarah Champagne. Most of our customers really appreciate it. Visit SarahChampagne.com, SarahChampagne.com, and look at 500 cars.
Yeah, amazing what they can do at Sarah Champagne. You want a vehicle, they get it for you.
That's right.
It's unbelievable how many cars they still sell, and you look on the lot and you don't see a lot of cars. They get them.
Well, and to me, Craig, with the financing and all that, he just knows all the ins and outs.
You can, they can get you financing.
And if you're a first-time buyer, there's all kinds of these things that you might not realize that are out there for you. If you're interested in a car, Sarah Automotive can get you in a vehicle. It happened last week to a friend of mine. I mean, we were in and out in 3 hours, and he had a new vehicle.
No, I know. They do a lot of good stuff. What is that?
I don't know.
I didn't hit anything either.
I think maybe your belt buckle.
No, nothing. I'm looking here. I have nothing. Okay, Brad Underwood after the game last night, Illinois dominates. Now, this was a 10-1 Minnesota team that had three Power 5 wins on the road, including a 10-point win at Michigan. This is a pretty good basketball team. We were up like 25-11, and then they cut it to 7. And then we had like an 11-point halftime lead and then exploded after half.
Our leadership has been excellent. You know, I played a lot of guys early. I had no idea what our conditioning would be like, you know, with 10 positives and guys out and the three-day NCAA break. But I think that our guys are focused and, you know, you got a 10-1 team. and you got them in their home, and a basketball team that's been excelling on the offensive end at a very high level, and I think our guys rose to that challenge tonight.
Man, Brad, it was different. It was different, yeah. Though. It really was.
Well, it was a little different, obviously. You know, you fight the balance as a coach as to, okay, you know you haven't done anything for a long time, and, you know, we have this saying, you know, 3 weeks to get in great shape, 3 days to get out. And everybody's a little different in that category. And obviously, you've got to monitor that. You know, it wouldn't just go out there and run the heck out of them and try to get them in shape. And so we monitored that pretty close, knowing that we had to do some running. We had to, you know, we had to push the envelope there a little bit, maybe more so than what we do in the past in terms of normal prep. But again, it was, you know, just kind of by feel and who felt good, and we tried to get guys as many shots as we could get them. Again, that's getting a feel for the ball and understanding was one of the biggest challenges, as much as guarding.
Yeah. Well, before the game, they were kind of going up and down the court. They got to the barn early and they were playing. Mm-hmm. Andre Curbelo was full out 5-on-5 with everybody.
Ooh.
And he was being the scout team player for their top guard.
Okay.
And he looked pretty normal, is what I'm understanding. So see if we can get Andre kind of folded back into this. Right mm-hmm. now, we got it going on. We add Andre kind of little at a time and get him comfortable, that kind of thing. You got an older team here. This is the kind of team you like to have in March and even into April. The older guys, Baylor was old. We're old. We got 22, 23, 24-year-old men.
I like it.
It's a lot different. How about Jacob Granderson? Man.
We practice what we preach. Got to stay ready. You know, there's always going to be bumps in the road, and we welcome it with open arms. Try not to be fazed by adversity, and came out here, played hard, played good defense, and got it up. Ain't nothing but a thing at this point. COVID, injuries, and on and on and on. You could just use it as an excuse, or you just rise to the occasion and just lift each other up and have fun out here.
That's an older guy. Coach, Jake. I mean, Jake, Coach, Jake.
Jake's a really good player. He's a smart player. He's cerebral. He's level-headed. And so Jake does so many things right. He's turned himself into a really solid defender. You know, offensively, he just makes shots. He just does what he does. Very good passer, and glad he's on our team. Jake's a really good player.
Yes, he is.
I love that.
He is really good, and he makes baskets, and he's just, man. But we got DeMonte. How about DeMonte? Got Trent. These are men. These are fifth and sixth-year guys. Rob Judson, my dear friend, former Illinois assistant, mm-hmm. head coach at Northern, mm-hmm. assistant a lot of places. He said, you always like the older guys. God. You always like the older guys.
The experience.
And how different is Kofi? Kofi is so much different, not just physically, which he is, but just the game. He's getting it way more. The man hasn't been playing basketball, 5 years now?
Right.
He's just getting it, and it's just a different man when he gets it inside. He kicks it out. I think he had 2 or 3 assists last night.
I think it was when he came to the studios and heard you bumping up against him saying, I'm going to post you up. Yeah, you know, that motivated him to really.
I think he did. I think he really did. I think he's been different ever since.
That's hilarious.
Our Stever offer, the program where I give you my money, you keep it. Let me wash your clothes for a month. Well, I'm not doing it, but Kevin will. Kevin Buskirk at Country Squire Cleaners has the Wash and Dry Club. If you live in Champaign, Urbana, Savoy, or Mahomet, Kevin will drive that van to your house, pick up your laundry, and then return it in 3 days, wash, folded, and dried. I'll pay for that for a month for your trial.
Okay.
It's like $100 for the month, which I think's cheap. When it comes to that much time, mm-hmm. the average human spends 14 hours a week in laundry, which is shocking.
Right.
And nobody likes it. So what you have to do is he'll deliver a bag, you put dirty clothes in a bag, and throw it outside.
How easy is that?
It's just too easy. So if you would like the Wash and Dry Club, I'm looking for a couple of people to try this service, see what you think. When it's done, I'd like you to do me a feedback. I'll send you the survey. Tell me what he can do to get better and all those things. Just text in Wash and Dry if you want to try this. I will wash your clothes.
Well, excellent.
Not me, but we'll get her done. 217-359
2255, 217-359-2255. If you are interested in our Stever offer,
text in wash and dry.
Yep, and then you'll get notified if you're one of our winners.
Excellent.
But again, doesn't get much easier than that.
What a time saver.
Yep, and enjoy. Just love it in the bag. 3 days later, wash, folded, dried, and smells good. All right, 217-359-2255. Text in wash and dry if you're willing to try this and help Kevin grow the Wash and Dry Club. Text in now, 7:30.
At Pards in Urbana, the boots just keep on coming. They're known for their huge collection of men's cowboy boots, women's cowgirl boots, kids' boots, and even shoes. If you're searching for top footwear brands, look no further than Pards. They carry a wide variety, including Ariat, Dan Post, Smoky Mountain, Roper, Double H, and more. And if socks or accessories are what you need, they've got all your high-quality essentials. Since 1968, Pards has been serving their customers with high-quality merchandise. And if you haven't been to Pards in a while, a lot has changed. Go check them out just off University Avenue in Urbana.
I'm Chris Foster. Security's high in Washington, D.C. ahead of tomorrow's Capitol riot anniversary. Former President Trump cancels his event tomorrow and again complains about the House committee investigating the riot.
A post on former President Trump's website says, in light of the total bias and dishonesty of the January 6th Unselect Committee of Democrats, two failed Republicans, and the fake news media, I am canceling the January 6th press conference at Mar-a-Lago. He said he'll talk about it at a rally in Arizona January 15th.
Fox's Jill Nato. Chicago teachers vote to teach remotely, concerned about coronavirus safety.
The teachers union has a long list of safety demands, including increased testing, better masks, and clear metrics for when schools will transition to remote learning if there are any outbreaks. Some Chicago parents are feeling frustrated that the teachers union isn't following the science and putting the well-being of students first.
Fox's Garrett Tenney. America's listening to Fox.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Well, doctors across the country urging vaccinations and booster doses as the Omicron and Delta variants spike COVID positivity rates across the country. But many still have questions about the safety of continued injections to stave off severe infection. Pandemic has impacted jobs across Macon County. It's getting better, though. From 2020 to 2021, unemployment numbers have come close to pre-pandemic numbers. In November of 2020, unemployment was at 8.4. This past November, it dropped to 6.1. There are now more jobs available, which is getting close to pre-pandemic levels. Four more Champaign County residents have died of COVID, two men in their 50s and 80s, two women in their 70s and 80s, according to Champaign-Urbana Public Health District. Latest deaths announced Tuesday raised the number of Champaign County residents who have died of the disease to 232. And that's what's going on. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, and Memphis. Saturday, the next batch of at least modified wind-blown Arctic air is on the move across the area. Likely stick around for about a 36 to 48-hour time frame. Some moderation anticipated over the course of the weekend, and then perhaps a brief spell of some colder weather early next week. But by and large, later next week, signs of a little January thaw, just too fast-moving, and as mentioned, wind-blown weather systems on the maps and charts, one of which generating a few snowflakes around, otherwise a partly sunny afternoon. Temperatures falling back into the teens, upper teens to lower 20s by supper time. That west-northwest wind gusting 45 miles per hour. Much colder tonight. Bitter wind chills, 10 above. Tomorrow breezy, much colder, mostly cloudy. A little light dusting and snow in a couple of spots, especially south of Champaign. Up to 15, and we'll flirt with zero tomorrow night as winds turn calm. Very cold on Friday, partly cloudy skies. High temperature up around 17 into the 30s, though, for the weekend. For Stevie G Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. There are steps you can take to help plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
If you want to sell your home, I can help you. I'm Diane Ducey. Call the Nate Evans Group with eXp Realty. With their laser focus on marketing, you can get it done fast and for the most money possible. Find out more at nateevansgroup.com or Google Nate Evans Group.
It is Wednesday. Normally, Ed Martin joins us. Ed is still on the shelf. He had a heart issue. I think he's doing great. Hopefully having him back in a week or two. He's with the Phyllis Schlafly Eagle Forum. But Brother Johnny is in Fino. When did you get to Fino?
We just kind of rolled in last night, Steve. We're tooling around these United States, and it's been pretty nice, actually.
Yeah. You drove all the way to Colorado, right?
Well, we went to Colorado Springs and up to Estes, where we saw 8 inches of snow. And fortunately, they had that fire about 30 miles away, which was a disaster.
I mean, the wildfire just wiped out neighborhoods and homes. Unbelievable. And you were only 30 miles from that?
Well, and you know, when you get a 100-mile-an-hour wind on a fire like that, as they were saying, the houses lasted between 5 and 10 minutes. And luckily, there was very few people around as far as they got out, because it was the middle of the day. But then we went on through Nebraska. Stevie went the high road through Omaha and stopped in Cedar Rapids. Now we're in Philo. It's fun driving around. And guess what, Diane?
What's
that? I got Apple iTunes. I can drive down the highway, and now probably everybody knows this, but I just had no idea. Just say, play Jethro Tull, and Siri plays Jethro. Play Herman's Hermit. See, this one, play Fiddler on the Roof.
What that? That's awesome.
It doesn't matter. And it just plays whatever you ask.
Yeah.
It's a miracle.
I like it, but yet I don't like it as a DJ on a local radio station.
Right.
I feel like you have to know what's going on, and you have to know the weather. Not that you can look at your phone and get all that.
Well, you don't do it around town, so that's the thing.
Well,
now, I did kick into radio stations across, but that lasts 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah,
gotcha.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, and you can now stream radios all over the area.
You're right.
Kind of do that way, if because internet and radio and all that stuff tends to work if you plug it in, too. But no, there's no question. I haven't had a request for Kenny Rogers in 40 years, okay? So, I mean, so.
I forgot to ask Kenny Rogers. That'll be next time.
There you go.
No, it's a change world, there's no doubt about it. And Johnny, pretty soon you'll be driving around Estes Park and you won't be driving. It'll be by itself, and it's going to self-steering and all that stuff. We're going to refine and all of that. So
that's going to be a little while longer, but and besides, I don't know, that's something maybe for the next generation down.
Right. Don't know if I trust it.
Well, I'm telling you, I would look forward to that, to be able to get in my back seat and just have it bring me to work. But I know we got to figure it all out. A little more to go on
that's
that one.
Right.
But it's happening, not just at Tesla either. I think the GMC's got it going on, too. There's just a lot of other brands that are now picking up
People have been doing that for years when it comes to parallel parking. I love parallel parking.
You like
doing I can do whatever. I mean, it was the weekends in Chicago radio that I could get in wherever.
Yeah,
so, but a lot of people do use that feature for parallel parking.
Yeah, no, it's nice. All right, Johnny, Illinois won last night in Minnesota. Wasn't even very difficult. We rolled on a team that was 10-1. We're pretty good, and we hadn't played much, practiced much. We had 10 players with COVID.
Right.
And so it was kind of a here and there kind of last 10 days for Illinois. But no, we're pretty good, and I love an old team, and we're kind of an old team. So it's pretty cool.
Well, we had a great defense, because I was listening on the radio, and they played like that on defense. And, you know, you got I'll tell you, Kofi must be intimidated. I never played against a guy like that.
I thought you'd know. Wait a minute. You used in grade school. You played against Jody Kalbas, who was like 6'11" in eighth grade. I mean,
you know.
I mean, remember that?
Now that you mentioned it, he did look a little like Kofi.
He did. Jody Kalbas had munchop sideburns in eighth grade. He was a monster.
Well, some of those Coker boys were pretty big too.
Yeah, right.
Marvin Coker was 6'4" in sixth grade. It was terribly intimidating. So, but can you imagine guarding Kofi Coburn? Can you even imagine that? It would hurt so bad.
But the good news about guarding him, you can foul him and they won't call it. And so, because you can't even tell that he's moving you out of the way. But he is really a great player. I think he's good on defense, too. It really changes your offense. So, but the other guys are great, Steve. It's a good team, and it's fun to watch them.
Yeah, it really is, and we play tomorrow night. Io DeSumo will be in the house as they raise his banner, his number 11 jersey, up into the rafters. That'll be cool. Yeah, so we're excited about that. Then we go to Nebraska. Then we got Michigan and Purdue. It's an odd deal. We play Michigan on Friday night, and then Purdue on Martin Luther King Jr. birthday at 11 in the morning. People work. I don't understand
it. I hate that start time. You know, that's a pet peeve of mine. I don't mind during the season because everybody plays 11, but when we get that as a number one seed, I'll never get over, Steve.
Yeah, I know that.
I'll never let them off the hook on that one.
No, I know. I went back 10 years and couldn't find a one seed in the NCAA tournament, paid 2 11 o'clock games in a row. And
it's a different thing. It really is routine-wise everything. It's not a real trivial line. That was a big deal. But who's tomorrow night?
Maryland. They're 7-5 and 0-2 in the Big Ten, 8-5 or something. So it's a game we'll be favored to win. At Nebraska, they played Ohio State pretty tough, took them to overtime a couple of nights ago. So Nebraska again will be favored there. We have not gone 3-0 as we are now for 12 years. So that's a good start to the Big Ten, including two road games, victories at Iowa, now Minnesota. Pretty solid. Anytime you can win on the road in the Big Ten is a pretty big deal.
Well, I tell you, I like that a game or two of the Big Ten before Christmas, too, because we'd always never start the Big Ten January, which I like the fact you throw a couple games in there early in your conference.
Yep. Well, the country's kind of exploding with Omicron. I mean, it's just turning out to be a pretty mild thing, but holy moly, Champaign County alone went up 800 cases overnight. It's one of those, they said Delta was contagious. Omicron's far more contagious.
Yeah, but Delta was a little rougher, too.
I think it was. I think Omicron seems to be a cold, just pretty much a pretty solid cold. That's about it.
Yeah, I think that's true. And, then the good news is I think it'll just, give us immunity as a herd.
Yeah.
I guess we're a herd. But that does happen when everybody gets something. So that could be a silver lining too. A lot of cases and a lot of people throughout the country getting it. But luckily, I haven't heard of anyone. I don't know of anyone who's died from Omicron. There's been some, but not that I know
of. For the most part, it's a much milder strain of this whole COVID. So we have 2022. We've got midterms coming up. The Democrats have already said, if the Republicans win anything in 2022, it will be the end of democracy. So,
oh my goodness, that's amazing because it's the other way around.
Yeah,
I think that if we don't take those people out of one of the houses, the Senate or the House, I think the end of democracy as we know it is around the corner. They're doing everything they can do, and it's becoming less and less popular, Steve. All the push that they've had, go down the list, whether it's the open borders or the transgenders can, play with the girls' sports, or else it's an attack on the cops, or it's even as much as stealing is okay if it's not over $1,000 a day. And I think people are just starting to say, this, I just can't go with this anymore. And that's what it's going to take, because we have a chance to push back on it, and that's what we need to do. But I think what you're feeling, long way to go in politics, and I think you'll hear less radical narrative for a while because they realize it's not selling from a political standpoint. The progressives, I can't use the word Democrat because it's not fair to the Democrats that I know. It's the progressives. The Democrats I know need to stop voting Democrat until they get rid of the progressives and take their party back.
Well, the Democrats we know aren't on the page of the progressives, right? Correct?
Correct. No, none of that. They don't go with any of that. But so that's, and I think that's happening. I think they're saying, no, there's been Democrats in Virginia. Many, many, many Democrats voted Republican for the first time. And not because they particularly wanted to, but because they felt like we cannot put up with this, that the parents should be involved in their children's education.
Yep.
We'll eat up all your radio time if we talk about the outrages that we've had.
Yep.
Just talk about the virus, Steve. This open borders, they've been delivering people without telling where they're going to drop them off.
Yep.
People from all over the world, many of whom forget vaccinations, they have the virus. And they're spreading it around the country. for example, that's just another one I just pulled out of the air. And so we've got to stop this, and it's not rational, and people are beginning to see it. So this election, and especially Congress, I just think with the congressional districts spread out, if you want to look up on Google the Democrat versus Republican congressional districts, you know how they have the red and the blue?
Yep.
It's still a pretty stunning picture because there's little teeny blue dots everywhere. The whole country's red.
Yeah. No, it's, so, it'll be fascinating to see what happens here. But, you know, January 6th is tomorrow. For me, it's Armenian Christmas. But for the left, it's, you know, a time to really hit hard on what happened in the Capitol a year ago. I'm not going to be talking a lot about it. So if people are looking at me to talk about that, I did not like it. I did not want it to happen. It should never happen. I question how in the world it would have happened when security was so poor after a Trump speech on that day. In any event, they're now trying to get voter rights or whatever the heck they're trying to get through, mail-in voting, everything else. You don't have to match signatures, all that they're trying to push through.
Yeah.
Voters' Rights Act, and they just, it's a denigration again. But both sides now are saying, well, if you can't trust the system, you have no democracy. And so that's why the left is saying, well, the end of democracy is coming if the Republicans get in charge because they'll do voter suppression. It's just not true.
It's not voter suppression. It's a real vote. They're wanting everybody to have a vote, but not two votes and not no votes where you just have people filling out voting forms. And that's what's happened. There's more than ample evidence of it. The extent of it, we don't know, and we're not going to find out. But as far as January 26th, I know how it happens. You plan the deal. You send Antifa in. You rile people up, and you pretend that it was a resurrection. That was a sham. In my opinion, I didn't study it, but Steve, I don't think that was a real Trump-incited revolt.
It wasn't an insurrection, for Pete's sakes. He had guys with flagpoles dressed in, like, horns. I mean, it was some whacked-out people.
Steve, they had the same Antifa guys in front of that, and they had a picture in the Senate chamber of them. And there were some Trump people, too. There was, of course, the girl who was unarmed and was shot and killed by, we're still not sure who did that, and nobody made anything out of it. But I do still hear on the media, if she would have got in, think of the people who would have been killed.
This is an unarmed woman who
served in our military.
It's a way to continue to cite white supremacy and Trump, and they have nothing going on that's going very well. So now you have to still go back to that first page. It'll be all over the place tomorrow. You're not going to hear much here. I know it happened.
Well, and I
thought it was a bad day. I really did. I didn't like that. I didn't like any of that.
For sure.
Well, sure. Of course we didn't. But that's another example of when they pick a strategy, they do stick to it. That's not a very good one. I don't think that's playing that well. I don't think that's a good move. It's just too fabricated, or at least questionable. And when you just push it, I think that's what's happening. People are saying, I've had it with this. I don't know what happened there, but look at what happened across the country before that, Steve. Our cities were being burned to the ground. We had another country in the city of Seattle.
Yeah.
And everybody says it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
There's no problem. This is peaceful protesting.
Yeah.
And for some reason, when you walk into the Capitol complaining about, you know, no real investigations or looking into some pretty questionable voting practices, it's all of a sudden an insurrection.
Yeah. Well, don't forget that in 2016, they never accepted Donald Trump. It was the Russians. That was debunked, and nobody's covering the fact that the whole Steele dossier, everything's been debunked, and nobody is talking about that.
Right. But you go back to the insurrection across the country, and we went through it, and a lot of people suffered. No problem. Peaceful protesting. But how do you have that? You look at that for an entire, 6-month period, and then one afternoon, some people walk into the Capitol. I don't think anybody started anything on fire or blew anything up. How do you come to terms with that? And you want your leaders who would do that and make such a big deal out of it on the one hand and nothing out of it on the other hand. So that's the kind of thing. And it's a battle, and we need to push back. I think that whatever side of the fence you're on or however you view life, what's going on with the constant kind of twists and spin and outright deception isn't fun, and it's not good for the country. And it's very divisive.
Yeah, no question. We'll see what happens, see if, in fact, the end of democracy is ahead. Johnny, I appreciate you being in town. Are you hanging around for a while? Or
a couple days, so okay. We'll be seeing you. And we got to get Eddie back. We got some catching up to do.
Yeah, but yep.
We've been having some texts, Diane. He seems to be... He's on the road to recovery. I think he's going to be fine, but if we get him on the air, he'll get all excited.
Yeah, so true.
Exactly.
had a heart surgery. He's doing well, so we hope to have him back in a couple of weeks.
Well, and he's a St. Louis Cardinal fan, too. Did you hear they canceled that winter warm-up because of the MLB lockout, Johnny?
Okay, I didn't hear that. Yeah. But
so that means no Cardinal caravan. We love the Cardinal caravan, so no caravan here. Mm. And hopefully baseball figures out. Johnny, we'll be in touch. Welcome home.
One more thing, Steve. If Philly loses to the Rams and the Saints can beat Atlanta, we're in.
Yeah, San Francisco. Yeah. San Francisco at the Rams. We need the 49ers to lose at Rams. And then
I thought it was Philadelphia.
No, Philadelphia plays Dallas. San Francisco is at L.A., but L.A. needs to win the division.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Rams have to win, so I think they can beat the 49ers. Can the Saints beat the Falcons in Atlanta? I don't know.
But anyway, I just want to throw that out.
Yeah. Go Saints. You betcha. All right, John. Thanks. Talk soon. Brother Johnny, ESPN 93.5.
Prairie Garden's Totally Christmas Clearance Sale is going on now. Santa approved. Incredible end-of-season savings on all your favorite Christmas decor, Christmas ornaments and Christmas accents, Christmas ribbon, florals, wreaths and garlands, Christmas stockings and skirts, party goods, cards, bags and wrap, Christmas candles and fragrances, Santas and snowmen, all at great end-of-season savings. Hurry in for the best selection. Prairie Garden's Totally Christmas Clearance Sale is going on now.
All right, here's your weather brought to you by Urbana Park District. You belong here. For details on programs and events, visit urbanaparks.org.
And they've got their FlexiPass sale going on this week. So if you'd like to explore different fitness options, this is a great way to do it. Again, urbanaparks.org.
Check your weather.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign-Urbana have is Saturday. The next batch of at least modified wind-blown Arctic air is on the move across the area. Likely stick around for about a 36 to 48-hour time frame. Some moderation anticipated over the course of the weekend. And then perhaps a brief spell of some colder weather early next week. But by and large, later next week, signs of a little January thaw. Just too fast-moving and, as mentioned, wind-blown weather systems on the maps and charts. One of which generating a few snowflakes around. Otherwise, a partly sunny afternoon. Temperatures falling back into the teens, upper teens to lower 20s by summertime. That west-northwest wind gusting 45 miles per hour. Much colder tonight. Bitter wind chills 10 above. Tomorrow breezy, much colder, mostly cloudy. A little light dusting and snow in a couple of spots, especially south of Champaign. Up to 15 and we'll flirt with zero tomorrow night as winds turn calm. Very cold on Friday. Partly cloudy skies. High temperature up around 17 into the 30s for the weekend. For Stevie G Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
That's our friend to the Dick Van Dyke Appliance World phone lines, Mr. Steve Suderman. did they let you go to Wisconsin over the break, huh? A little bit?
Nobody let me. I'm the boss.
I just thought that it's hard for you to get away, and I'm glad you did. That's awesome.
It is hard to get away, and I love my sister, and I know she has done Christmas at her home since she was 25, and she's 77 years old.
Wow.
She won't hear me say that on the air from as far away as she is. So, and she's got 9 grandchildren. So a big wing of the family was out with positive tests. So it wasn't quite as chaotic as I was kind of hoping for, but it was good to get away and good to see the fam.
Yeah,
so.
We had a great 50th year. Now year 51 has started. Good vibes. What do you got for me to start the year, my friend?
Well, I did not expect what happened in Minnesota last night.
Wow.
Boy, can this team play defense.
Yeah.
And, Maryland is a little bit in chaos with their coach off the program, and because of fan, you know, they hated him. So, despite some health issues that the coaches' staff went through and the players, looks like we should be in pretty good shape.
We're pretty good, and I'm telling you, Kofi Coburn is a man inside. You kick it to him.
Oh my gosh!
It's just hard to stop him. They have to double, and he's learned how to kick it out for a wide open three for somebody, and that's just hard to stop. If you don't double Kofi, he's going to score.
Mm-hmm. I think Bardo said three times you pick your poison.
Yeah, exactly. and we've got mature older players that can shoot the basketball. Listen, we got a really good team. It's very exciting.
Hey, so I don't want to spread any gloom or doom. We know that the Super Bowl drives TV sales.
Yep.
Those deals are. Sony's got some good deals going on right now, but the hotter deals are gonna come out on the 17th. I would guess that's a Monday, and that's usually when they break a couple weeks and change before the game. So we know there's going to be some stuff from Samsung. They have one series, the 90 series, which is their way up their models. Have not been available all the way through the fourth quarter in any size. We got some 65s coming. This is if you don't buy an OLED TV, that might be what you should get instead. There's reasons why you might want one versus the other. Anyway, we got our hands on some of those. I've seen some projections on what Klipsch is going to have for inventory, what Sonos is going to have for inventory. They are grim. This whole supply chain and chip shortage and whatnot, this ain't over. Omicron may come and go, we hope, quickly, but the supply chain stuff, that's going to be hanging around for 6 months, if not longer. And the chip shortage is even worse because that had to do with the factory burning down. So we're scrambling to make sure that we've got the electronics in stock. There's no problem getting speakers, and there's no problem getting TVs particularly. But the stuff to drive it... kind of exciting to keep up with. It's keeping me on my toes.
Yeah, I bet it does. Well, that's it. But you've got stuff now. People want to come see you for sure.
If you see something that does what you want, buy it, because it might not be there next week or next month. It is really, don't wait for it to go on sale. Just grab it.
Yep. Okay, my friend, how do people find you?
We're easy to find next to the driver's license facility, which is closed, thanks to the state of Illinois.
Yeah, closed later in the month,
like
I think.
Like appointment only or something.
Yeah, they're not by appointment, they're closed.
Wow.
For a COVID scare.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
I know. And I bet they're all getting paid. Anyway, we're next door to that, and there's lots of parking right now.
I tell you what,
on the web at gvibes.com.
Hey, I love all my government people. I love them all. But it's
we're still on the air.
A different deal out here in private. Let me just say that it's a different deal. Mm-hmm. All right, buddy.
No lie.
You're the man. Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Stevie.
Steve Suderman. Good vibes. Now going on 51 years.
A little pushback with that segment. And as we talk with Johnny on 217-359-2255, how can you call out the rioting around the country but then downplay January 6th as if they were walking into the Capitol?
They didn't, but there's a lot of questions about it. Number one is, please, if it's Republican, tell me no. Who in the world didn't have security ready for that? I just think, why can't I find that out? Who's in charge of security at the Capitol on January 6th last year? I'm just wondering, how does that happen? Remember outside the White House, it looked like they were going to burn it down? We had 9,000 people out there guarding it. Why didn't we have 9,000 people guarding the Capitol? That's what I want to know. How does that even possibly happen? If we let them in, I want to know that. I just want to know.
Right.
And it's just, there's questions. So to look at that and say it's the worst thing since the Civil War, really? You think so? I just disagree. That's all. I think it was horrible. I'm totally against what happened there.
Right.
But to hang your hat on the end of civilization and the end of democracy is to know it because of that day, I disagree. That's all. News is coming up. 217-359-2255. You want to join us, text in. We'll be right back. Another great hour coming up. ESPN 95. It's Wednesday, January 5th.
That's right.
We'll be right back.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything. Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less. Have you heard about Country Squire Cleaners Wash and Dry Club? Every week, Country Squire will come to your home in Champaign, Urbana, Savoy, or Mahomet and pick up your laundry. Then, within 3 days, they'll deliver all your clean and folded laundry back to your home. $25 a week for 25 pounds. Join the Wash and Dry Club and save time and money. Call 217-356-9422 for more information or visit them online, countrysquirecleaners.com.
Here's what people are saying about Sarah Champagne.
They offered amazing service and had wonderful hospitality, kindness, and a willingness to work within our budget and offer the best possible price. And the staff were very welcoming and polite.
I mean, could I put 6 stars? They were actually the best dealership anybody in my family has ever used. They made me feel like I was their only customer. Honestly, not sure how they could be better.
Choose from a wide variety of Honda, BMW, Subarus, and some of the best pre-owned vehicles and more at Sarah Champagne, off Burwash and Savoy, or online at sarahchampagne.com.
You're listening to...